This is Morning Edition. I'm Sotirios Johnson. Hell yes! That's the message that blazes in rainbow stripes across the front of the spanking new museum, which opens tomorrow on the Bowery. The building looks like a stack of six shimmering aluminum boxes stacked on top of each other, slightly off-kilter. It's the museum's first home built specifically for the institution in its 30-year history, and the brand new building is the first art museum ever built from the ground up in downtown Manhattan. The new museum's wedged in on the Bowery between Rivington and Stanton Streets. It shares the block with some longtime fixtures of the neighborhood, the Bowery Mission, the Sunshine Hotel, and a string of restaurant supply stores. With just days to go before the opening, we caught up with its director, Lisa Phillips, at the busy corner of Prince and Bowery.
What were you looking for when you charged the architects with designing a new space for the new museum?
We wanted a very unique building that would broadcast our mission of new art and new ideas. They were very taken with this site when they first saw it in 1992 when we purchased what was a parking lot. They clad it in this aluminum mesh that goes with the restaurant supply aesthetic. And it's a tough, you know, it's tough and beautiful at the same time. They call it beautiful rough.
You know, from the outside, it looks like the building doesn't have a lot of windows, but there's actually a lot of light in the galleries. Is that right?
Yeah, because the building is shifting, all the boxes are shifting in different directions off of the core, there is light that comes in at every level. Where there's a shift, there's a skylight. And that creates a very open structure. And again, that's very much in sync with who the new museum is. It's an open museum, open to new ideas and new experiences.
The neighborhood has changed. There's a Whole Foods down the block. There are high-end condos and hotels going up nearby. Did the museum anticipate those changes? Is the museum part of gentrifying the neighborhood?
Well, we anticipated that there would be changes. We didn't expect that it would happen so fast. And we thought we would kind of be alone for a while and would help transform the neighborhood, which we certainly did when we announced that we were coming. But it's happened very quickly, and that is a trend throughout Manhattan.
And part of that change also has included a lot of smaller art galleries springing up on the Lower East Side here. Did you anticipate that booming art scene in the neighborhood when the museum chose this site?
Not completely, but there has been a long tradition of galleries and artists run spaces on the Lower East Side. You know, there was a big movement in the 80s of the East Village, and so it's been quite a vital little core group. And now I think that many of the gallerists in Chelsea are recognizing that there is a possibility here for an alternative arts district. This is our ground floor, Marcia Tucker Hall. We wanted to pay tribute to Marcia because she founded this institution as a curator without a collection, without resources of her own. She was working for a major museum and had a difficult time with the contemporary shows that she was mounting and realized that there needed to be a museum in New York devoted to contemporary art. That was in 1977. But still, we maintain the commitment of being open, fearless, and alive to what may be new forms of art, things that we may not even recognize as art yet. So that's why we love the transparency and openness of the building. We wanted the architects to create a structure where people would be surprised on the street when they first saw it and asked, what is that strange thing? That's the kind of question that people ask when they see new art.
So here, imagine, you know, you're not through this
world. As we moved into the galleries, we stopped curator Massimiliano Gioni, who told us about the museum's inaugural exhibition called Unmonumental.
You know, Unmonumental is an exhibition that is about ephemerality and things disappearing, but it's also a way in which we wanted to question ourselves. You know, we create a beautiful new building that it's popping up in the city. It's the first new building ever built in Lower Manhattan. And then we open it with an exhibition called Unmonumental, which is a way to remind also ourselves to be modest, you know, not to go for the icon and for the monument, but also to keep open spaces where icons and monuments are perennially renovated and questioned.
Can you tell us exactly what we're looking at here?
This is a piece by Urs Fischer. Urs Fischer is a young artist from Switzerland that is spending a lot of time also in New York. This work we are looking at, it's a wax sculpture of a woman. It's a nude woman, which of course clearly references the tradition of monuments. You know, we have seen, especially in Europe, where he's from, every square has a naked guy or girl standing around representing some forgotten hero or some tradition or standing in for the values of the nation and everything we are supposed to believe in. And Urs Fischer takes this model and completely subverts it because he creates a sculpture of a woman but makes it of a nude woman and makes it in wax and it becomes a candle that it's lit at the beginning of the show and for the duration of the exhibition it consumes itself. So it's a sculpture that talks about the ephemerality maybe of monuments and ideologies. It also talks about, I think, desires and, you know, wanting something and never being able to get it.
Back with director Lisa Phillips, I asked her about the name of the exhibition.
Why unmonumental? Isn't this kind of a momentous occasion?
It's momentous, but it's confronting the art of today. And that is, again, part of what artists are thinking about, part of the condition of this century, which started with the destruction of monuments, the Bamiyan Buddhas being destroyed and Saddam Hussein's statue being toppled. And, of course, this isn't all that's going on in the world right now. There are many, many things happening in our world and in contemporary art. But this is one tendency, and there aren't so many museums that look at tendencies in art today and present thematic exhibitions. It's much easier to just choose the outstanding artists and do solo exhibitions than it is to try to make a summary statement about something. And we'll continue to do that, no matter what the response. Love it, hate it, don't miss it.